Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. They're cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, happy holidays, everybody.
Yep.
Okay. Did you light all 8 last night?
Yep.
And you're 72 hours away. Actually, I guess less. We're more kind of like, I would say, what, 54 hours from when Santa takes flight? Probably through the Bay Area?
That's about right.
Yeah, 54, 55 hours away. So, look, if you're out and about doing errands with us, man, special shout out to you, okay? Stay patient, stay calm. Everybody's trying to do the same thing.
It's crazy out there.
But you're going to get there, yep. And the rain doesn't help. And just please, don't crash. And we're going to get there. And if they're all out of the thing that you're looking for, it's okay. You'll find something else. If Amazon delivers later, it's okay. Just, I hope everybody just find that zen, because that's what this week is supposed to be all about. I just hope everybody is just filled with joy. I hope we are filled with W's tonight. I really think something is just, for months now, is getting lost in the sauce that is now a reality. And I really, really want everybody to let this actually sink the blank in. The 49ers are in the playoffs. Let that sink in. In.
You lost your QB, you lost your edge, you lost your Hall of Fame linebacker, you lost your wide receiver a bunch of times, and your defense is filled with guys who are 22 and 23 and 24, and yet you're in. You got 3 games left.
With 3 games to go.
Dude, you're in like Flynn.
Listen, we have got to talk about this.
Right?
With 3 games to go, you're in.
In. Like, kookoosh.
I mean.
Like, your ticket is stamped. You're in. It's not like, well, you know, if you can win this one and that one, and if they lose, whatever, you're 10-4, you're in. Kookoosh.
I can't believe it.
Yep.
I can't believe it, and it's all gotten lost in, I think, 2 ingredients of sauce. One ingredient is, as 49er fans, even the Kyle Shanahan haters out there, we have sort of become conditioned to the idea right now that at least some level of success is almost kind of mundane. And that's kind of a bummer, like, to be honest with you. Although the good side of it is that means that they go to the playoffs a lot. But this should be celebrated. And I am absolutely going to point out that about 5 to 6 weeks ago, this was what most people said was the goal. I would be happy with blank.
Yep.
And this is how most of you, including us,
yep,
answered that question. I would be happy if they just make the playoffs. Now, of course, that dissipates into the air once this scenario happens, because now you're dangling the one seed in front of people's faces and you're getting a little healthier, at least on one side of the ball and all that. But this is really, really something special to have this already be the case. We get January football. I'll never forget what it felt like sitting on my couch right next to my daughter when the Fred Warner injury happened, about 6 minutes after I told her, that's the one guy they can't lose.
Right.
And then his leg is turned the other way. And I'm like, that's it. That's it. We're done.
Feels like this is on you then.
Yeah,
like,
kind of.
You put the jinx in.
She said the same thing. She's like, I can't believe you did that. And they lost that game. That was against Tampa. They lost that game. And I think the Niners were 4-2, but it felt like a death sentence. And the Niners are in the playoffs, and everything is still ahead of them. And the other ingredient of sauce that this has gotten lost in is all of the Warrior drama. And I get it. Completely. I told you, I sat in this on Saturday night and watched people screaming when good things would happen. Will Richard makes a shot, and it's like, see, you jerk, Steve. And so, like, I understand. I fully do. I get the drama of the situation in this scenario. But the 49ers are in the playoffs. And I don't want to let that go. This is an incredibly, incredibly special achievement in my eyes.
Yeah, I mean, especially when you look at what they've lost and, you know, what they've done. And you can schedule Sam at all you want, and we have and we will, and that's a big part of it. But, you know, Chicago also schedule, and they're in, and New England schedule, they're in. So it's a lot of that in the NFL where you catch a good schedule and you could do some special things, but New England didn't lose their quarterback, and Chicago didn't lose their quarterback, and the Niners did for a long time, and they lost their edge, and they lost their linebacker, and so they had no tight end. They had Jake Tongis for about a month as your tight end as well. So even if you look at the other schedule Sam teams, and you should, and you can, and Carolina's one of them, but even those teams, they didn't go through what this team has gone through, and yet here we are, 10-4, a game tonight, and it doesn't. And if they lose, then they're still in the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Like, not the end of the world, but now sort of, again, we're constantly recalibrating what our
and if I asked
are.
You, like, the over-under on a half a playoff win, like, you won't tough. Answer now, because if they win tonight, the answer maybe changes. If they lose tonight, well, then they're pretty much going to be a wild card team, and then now you have to go on the road and either beat Philly or Carolina or whoever you have to beat. So right now, it still is too tough to make that call.
It is.
They could be the one seed. They could be the seven.
I think anything's on the table.
Right.
I honestly do. I don't think the three and the four are not on the table. But do you know what I mean? I look at this, and I still think in the NFC playoff structure, careful with my word choice here, the only playoff team that I would expect the Niners to beat.
Oh boy.
Is whoever comes out of that NFC South, no matter what the stadium is. I think there's hope, though, to beat almost any of them. There would absolutely be hope that you know, no matter who it is, even the Rams.
Yep.
Even the Rams. Like, you'd be a dog. But you got a shot at that.
Small dog, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I wonder if they'd be favored at Tampa or Carolina, like, in that first wild card game.
I definitely think so.
I do too, but I mean,
I think so.
And, you know, Green Bay or Chicago might be different depending on what happens over the next 3 weeks.
Yep. This to me is, this is fantastic. It's just, this was not the way this was going. And so, excuse me. I really would love to play with that question for a little bit that I threw out there in the crossover. Friend of yours leaves for Mars in August and just got back, and you tell them all the injuries, and then they go, how'd they do it? How do you answer that question? What comes to your mind? Niner fans, 888-957-9570.
It's Shanahan. For me, it starts with Shanahan, and then it goes to Saleh and the staff, and also John Lynch, where, you know, you brought in Mac Jones and you brought in a backup quarterback who was highly drafted and a guy who could come in and, you know, hold the water while you needed that. And he did. And so beyond that, like, the roster was built to where there was enough depth, and Robert Saleh and this defense,
yep.
The defense has not been awesome, but they've been good enough.
Been okay. Yep. Yeah. And in the right spots. And by the way, I think the most underrated part of tonight, whole bunch of people come back who haven't been playing. And I mean that from Yetur Gross-Matos and Jordan Elliott and Sam O and all these guys. They're coming back. And that, I think, is significant going up against Jonathan Taylor and a grandpa quarterback who can't move. Like, these are not great players, but they're good players. They're good players that the 49ers have not had the whole time. So I am so, so impressed. And you were talking about, you know, when you mentioned Jake Tonjes, this just popped into my head. Think of all the names that have had a profound effect on the 49ers season that you either hadn't heard of or hadn't thought about before the season started. So one of them is Mac Jones.
Yep.
One of them is Jake Tonjes, Tatum Bethune, even Curtis
Keon
Robinson,
White,
Keon
right?
White.
Cleveland Furl.
I guess D. Winters to a certain degree. Like all of these people, and then go to the rookies also, right? Upton Stout and man, a few weeks ago we're like, these safeties all suck. And they're still wobbly at times, but a couple people, Mustafa and everybody, is like, Jair Brown, you've worked your way into not being a liability out there. I just think that this is so impressive. And Kyle Shanahan's not going to win Coach of the Year, but he deserves consideration, and he deserves to be top three or four. And if they could give him that award and actually cut it in half and give half of it to Saleh and half of it to Shanahan, they're deserving. It's a weird year. There's so many deserving Coach of the Year candidates, but they're right up there, and they have to be at the center of this conversation.
Yeah, and I think that the odds are still 6-1 if you want to bet it, plus 600. You could bet 100 to win 600 on Shanahan and stuff. And if they do win out and they get the one seed in the NFC, he might actually walk off with it.
All right, so let's play with that for a little bit. Friend of yours goes to Mars in August, comes back. You tell him about all the injuries, and he goes, well, so how'd they do it? How do you answer that? 888-957-9570. Also, Dub Nation, time to get engaged before every game. We ask you to vote in our engaging Dub Nation poll on 95.7 The Game's Twitter page. It's brought to you by Shane Co., your friend and jeweler, where you'll find the Bay Area's best selection of unique engagement rings and they're unmatched. Free lifetime warranty. Visit ShaneCo.com today. Buddy Hield got the DNP CD on Saturday versus the Suns. How do you feel about it tonight? Should Buddy Hield stay on the bench versus the Magic? Simple yes or no. Vote now on Twitter. We'll share the results later. It is a Monster Monday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. Your call's next on Willard and Dibs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
I'm not a doctor, so it's questionable. Questionable concern.
All right.
On 95.7 The Game.
Wow.
What?
Wow!
Wow what? Wow my picks? Don't let me get hot again. Yeah.
Oh, by the way, breaking news.
Oh, boy.
DK Metcalf has been suspended for the remainder of the regular season.
What?
DK Metcalf is out for the last two games due to that sort of open-handed swing he took at a Lions fan in the stands yesterday during the game.
Wow.
Steelers and Lions.
Okay.
Nice weekend for receivers, huh? How we doing? Puka Nacua brought us through the whole week. That was nice of him.
Whoa, Puka.
And then when we had a few days off, Friday and Saturday, he took the baton and he handed it to Brandon Ayuk. And Ayuk was like, thanks. I'll run with it from here. Let everybody come on over to my YouTube page and check this out. I got this car that I want to test out. Let's go speeding by Levi Stadium and video it and post that on YouTube. That's super fun. And then as soon as everyone calmed down from Brandon and went, all right, let's watch the actual games, DK Metcalf whacked a fan in Detroit. Great job. Good stuff coming from that position right now in the National Football League.
What are you supposed to do?
And what do you mean, what are you supposed to do?
If a fan says something to you that is offensive, then you're supposed to just like, oh, okay.
No, you're supposed to report it to security.
Okay. Yep.
You're not, I mean, for sure you're not advocating that you go hit them.
I'm not, but I don't know what the fan said, but...
And there's conflicting reports.
Right.
Obviously,
right.
DK is saying that there was a slur. The fan is saying there was not.
Right.
Apparently, I'm reading that this same fan and DK had a verbal altercation last year. So there's some history there.
Yep.
I said this on the show last night. I go, I have zero doubt that the fan was being a complete moron. A complete moron. I have no doubt that the fan was wrong. However, this is what you sign up for, and this is part of your, I don't know what, DK, whatever your, you know, your $29 or $31 million a year. Part of that contract is there are moments where you need to handle certain problems a certain way.
Right.
And you do not get to go over to the stands and put your hands on fans.
No,
period.
And I think about Ron Artest where, you know, that whole thing, he went down and he was lying down on the scorer's table, and then a drink came down and either hit him or splashed him, and then he jumped up and just went straight in the crowd. And so, yeah, you can't do that. So I get that part of it. But at the same time, I just think about fan behavior in this country and where we've gotten with our fan behavior. It's way out of control.
No doubt. And that needs to be disciplined as well. Like, there's no problem with that. This is not, I don't need to take sides in order to suspend DK Metcalf.
Right.
I can also say, hey, fan, you don't get to come to football games anymore, ever again.
Right.
But DK, you don't get to play football now for the rest of the year. And a pretty big deal. Like, Steelers are trying to close out a division, and their best receiver is now out. So, anyway,
Receivers, right?
Yeah. New doc on Netflix. It's a little bit different this time around.
Right, the receivers doc, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, the motto is they're back, and they're out of hand. I mean, good Lord. I likened them to Raiders fans last night. You know how everyone's like,
wow.
No, seriously.
Yep.
Because Raider fans always go, it's not all of us. Right, it's not. It's not all the receivers. It's just a lot of them. It's a lot of them, and they're completely out of control. So, anyway, there's a perception there, but it gets fed.
Yeah, it gets fed by more behavior and behavior that happens again and again. And for DK, like, he's going to be gone, and boy, the Steelers would love to have him in these games that they kind of need. You know?
Big time. Big time. But anyway, today's a Niners day. The Niners are in the playoffs. After 14 games, they're in the playoffs. No Warner, no Bosa. Lots of no Brock. Lots of no Kittle. Lots of no Pearsall. Lots of no Michael Williams. On and on and on. How did they do it? Let's go to Rich in Fremont. Hi, Rich. Thank you for the call. What's up?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
To me, the Niners are like the Walking Dead, okay? It's like as soon as you think you got them, all of a sudden there's more zombies than you can handle, okay? And, you know, shout out, you know, WWE for The Undertaker. They're like him, too. Just when you think he's dead, all of a sudden here he comes back going running for it. And, hey, you got to tip your hat to Kyle Shanahan. If anybody calls in this show and says Kyle Shanahan doesn't know how to coach, they should not be allowed to call in again. Because what him and Robert Saleh have put together this year, in my opinion, should have been impossible to do. Because you lose Bosa, you lose Fred Warner, and your defense, you're looking for clues. Saleh comes in and does Saleh stuff, and now all of a sudden, the NFC West, the top two, they're nervous. Why? Because this is a team that's beat them, and they know that they can lose San Francisco. And oh, by the way, DK Metcalf, guess what? You're in the NFL, sir. And when you're in the NFL, you're walking around with a bullseye on your back. You put your hands on somebody, guess what? You're going to get fined or suspended. And, oh, by the way, it may not be over because that fan may take you to court. You cannot put your hands on nobody. So that's all I got. But thanks, fellas.
All right, Rich. Amen to that. I know this is kind of a guy thing. There's kind of a code sometimes. And you and I have even had this conversation. It's like these certain things are like fighting words.
Yeah.
You're allowed to do whatever you want to head out in society with your own motto and your own rules. But as much as you think that A gives you the right to B, it doesn't. I mean, Rich is right, especially in an arena like that. No, you cannot go hit someone. Sorry. That's the actual rule. You can live by your rules, and then society can live by its rules. So that has always been, I mean, I don't kind of live in those circles. I don't get people trying to lure me into verbal attacks very often and all of these kinds of things. But yeah, like that's it. You don't, especially as a ball player. No, you can't go touch anyone. I don't care what they said. They can be disciplined in a different way.
And, I mean, they weren't because reportedly this fan's been, reported on before, and the fan is able to come back. And like you said, DK and he had issues before, and so that happened, and yet he's still able to come back and be a fan. But you're right. You can't, at that point, as an entertainer, you can't go out there and do that to a fan. But, you know, I do think that the bigger issue for me is where we are now as a sports society where, you know, fans feel like they can do whatever they want. They can say whatever they want. And there are things that you and I will never be able to understand about, like, words that are used. And I will never try and pretend that, you know, somebody calling me a honky, for example, it's like, okay, I mean, whatever. Like, it's almost like humorous, like what that word means. But if somebody gets called one of the other consonants as, you know, an African-American, a black guy, it's like, I get it, where you would want to react like that.
I get it.
I do, too.
I get it, but what are you going to do?
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you're still not allowed to hit people.
You're not. But, I mean, the whole idea of, like, excuse me, security, like, this person, this and that. Like,
I know it's tough. Not, I know it's tough.
You know, as a professional athlete, like, and you're so used to, like, you know, my whole world is, we're going to fight. Every play is a fight. You know, it's a battle. And so, you know, you're not going to be, I think, predisposed to, like, excuse me.
No, but in some ways, I think, you know, we always talk about social media and moments like this. And I do feel like social media in some ways trains you because celebrities have people coming at them in critical ways so often now that I think that once you've been through it for a few years, you just learn to be like, whatever.
Right.
Say whatever you want, and I'm going to move on with my day. You don't have to listen to it. You don't have to read it. You can be comforted in the fact that somebody's coming at you because you're winning. That's why someone's coming at you. You're winning. You're someone. You're a person. You are successful. You have achieved your goals. You are making lots of money. However you want to look at it. That's why you're being yelled at or poked at or made fun of or criticized or whatever. And you got to put the blinders on and you got to put the muffs on. You have to.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough. And DK is a guy who has been goaded.
He runs hot.
I mean, he runs hot, but he's also been goaded by, you know, other football players on the field to where, you know, they've gotten him to, like, react. And, you know, he's gotten 15-yard penalties. He's gotten ejected before on the field.
Sure, so Darius Ward did this.
Right. Yeah. He's a guy who, you know, his goat fence is very low, and people have been able to get his goat.
Let's go to TJ in Oakland next up. How did the 49ers do this? How did they do it? TJ, thanks for calling.
Thank you, guys. Love the show. Mark, I was the second person who recognized your voice down when you served me a flank steak back in El Segundo days. So,
oh, my God.
Wow.
That is, TJ, yeah. Good Lord. Yeah, you're talking about my table waiting days.
That's it, baby.
Okay.
That's it. Yeah.
All right.
You, LA radio on that and doing that. So great to see you.
How was the flank steak, TJ?
Flank was pretty good, yeah. The server was better, but the flank was good.
Damn right. All right. Go ahead, TJ. Thanks for calling.
No worries. It's all good. So, it's funny. I liken you were talking about there's a conference in each division that's really weak. And I liken it the same thing with San Francisco. There's a team on the AFC, which is the Chargers, that also put together this season, like, with all these crazy injuries. And yes, it's going to come down to coaching. I think both of them have great coaching. I think with SF, you can look a little bit more of the schedule. They had a little softer schedule, but it doesn't matter. You still got to show up. You still got to win these games. And when you have your stars out and people come in and fill in, especially the quarterback comes in and backs up and does his job at 5-3. And then, Purdy comes back and finishes the job. I mean, it's all that much stuff. Mac did such a good job that there was a time where there was a quarterback controversy, like this and that. But you're still putting together things with smoke and mirrors, and that's why you do have to give Shanahan a little nod and appreciation, just like you would Harbaugh, with Herbert and what's going on down there.
TJ, thanks. I love it. That's all true. There's no way around the fact that Mac Jones is a huge part of this season's story. There's absolutely no way around that. Because we've watched players fill in for the guys who have been knocked out.
Yep.
Is there any pass rusher that has looked like 80% of Bosa? I'd say no.
No.
Is there any linebacker who's looked like 80% of Warner? I'd say no.
No.
Is there any quarterback who's looked like 80% of Brock? Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, some thought that he looked 105% like Brock.
Yeah, and they were wrong, but that's okay.
No, but the ride the hot hand, the people who wanted to ride the hot hand, and then Brock came back, and it's like, oh, yeah, Brock's a little bit better. He might be a lot better, but what Mac did was unbelievable, and, he was a nice facsimile to...
Solid enough. Look, it's the holiday week.
It's a three.
They're all threes or better.
You snorted, and Grandy actually looked up from his turkey sandwich, so I'm going to take that.
It wasn't really a snort. It was a, I don't know what the word is, because it had nothing to do with my nose. That was completely with my mouth. It was kind of a, like when a horse does that thing.
Sure. He's a horse.
Yeah.
I liked it. He was not a complete facsimile, or a facsimile, if you will, but he was good enough to where you thought, oh my God, you go back to March when... They spent their first free agent move on a backup quarterback. And, we all kind of thought, like, what? Is this what you're doing? 2-year deal for Mac Jones? Like, I know you love him, Kyle. You love Mac Jones. And apparently he does. And then you saw him play and it was like, oh, yeah, great move, guys. Attaboy.
Can I do this for all of the schedule Sammers out there?
Do it. You won't.
No, I will. I want to run something at you and you tell me if this lands.
All right.
When people go, okay, they've won 10 games, but who have they beat?
Schedule, Sam.
And I obviously they did beat the Rams and the Seahawks.
Yep.
So there's that. I don't know if people now suddenly want to count Carolina as like a thing. But can I also then spin it the other way and go, why don't we examine the four teams they didn't beat and look at what it took to defeat the 49ers? And by the way, of those four losses, three of them were against a backup quarterback. And I don't think there's any other team in America that gets dinged for that. You don't get dinged when you lose a game with your backup quarterback. That's not a thing.
Nope.
Nobody's looking at the Chiefs yesterday being like, where were you on that one, Bob?
Dude.
That was not the Chiefs. And I understand they sat a lot of people.
And the shoe tore his ACL too?
Although, actually, I'm seeing some reports now that maybe it's not torn, but he's out.
All right.
He's out. But, yeah.
And the other reports are they're moving to Missouri?
Right. Like Patrick Mahomes, it took one injury, and they're like, we're out of here. We're leaving. We're leaving the state.
You're leaving Arrowhead.
For good.
You're getting a dome stadium?
Oh, is it a dome?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'll save it for Friday.
Oh, that's so stale.
And I'll be here.
Anyway.
Thanks. That's on me.
Yeah, text me and let me know what you said.
What's bugging me is the Chiefs are leaving Arrowhead, a classic venue, to a dome. And maybe it's in Kansas, because I think Kansas City's in Missouri.
Kansas City's in both, I think.
Sure.
I think it's in both,
I believe
both
you.
States. But yeah,
whatever. That's what's bugging me.
No, but can we look at the four losses? So again, that you don't get dinged. The only reason you're getting dinged is because Mac played so well. Well, that's kind of a weird way to ding someone. You can't start dinging them because they're doing a good job. So that's number one. But number two, let's pull apart the anatomy of what it took to beat the Niners. Well, the Rams ran roughshod over you.
Okay.
I don't know if you've watched the Rams. Their offense is kind of good. It's kind of amazing. It kind of does that to just about everybody. So that's number one. When they lost to Houston, that felt like a real whiff, didn't it? Turns out it was actually the start of the Texans finding their flow and being the best defense in football,
yep,
bar none. The Broncos were in the conversation, but not really. And then yesterday confirmed it. They are no Texans. So
Houston's won 8 of 9.
Correct.
Including that game.
Absolutely. Now, Tampa Bay, this was before Tampa got injured and fell apart. Are they great? No, but they were a clear division leader, and Baker Mayfield at the time was leading the race for MVP. And as much as the Jacksonville, oops, Brock is still hurt game, ticked everybody off, and I don't necessarily think that the Jags at that time are what they are now, but take a look at what they are.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
an 11-4 football team that's threatening for the one seed. So as much as you, I just want to give a couple perspectives. I don't think you're wrong to say that the Niners have had a fortunate schedule, but if that's what it takes to beat them, I think that there's, you can find something positive in that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Too.
For sure.
They've had no bad losses.
No, and Jacksonville, I think at that point, to your point, was not the same Jacksonville we look at now, where Jacksonville is legit. I mean, Trevor Lawrence is really finding his footing. I don't even know who would have thought that he'd have that kind of a year. I mean, maybe it was me, but I can't remember. But, you know, once you get into a...
Shut up!
Thank you.
I don't know if he's having that kind of year. He's having that kind of month.
Yes, but what I said then and what I've said now and what I DM'd that man who made that noise, John Feliciano. As you get into a system with a good offensive coordinator, you get better as time goes on.
No doubt.
And that's what I think Jacksonville, that's a big part of their story.
No doubt about it. And by the way, their coach, Liam Cohen, is kind of the new, he's the new kid on the block in this coach of the year conversation, which we can have, by the way. Nobody's a bigger Shanna fan than I am, but I can look up and
you
down.
You live in his house.
I do, this time of year. I split between him and, right, and Steve's backyard estate. But anyway, like I think that there are so many coaches this year where you just can't argue. How can you argue that Liam Cohen should be involved in Coach of the Year? How can you argue that Ben Johnson with Chicago should not be in this?
Mike Vrabel.
Vrabel.
Yep.
Worst to first. I mean, even if I wanted to extend this to Sean Payton and Jim Harbaugh and Mike McDonald in Seattle, 12-3.
Yep.
12-3.
The current odds are Vrabel, even money.
Uh-huh.
McDonald, 3-1. Ben Johnson, 4.5-1 or 9-2. Liam Cohen, 5.5-1. Then it's Shanahan. 6.5-1. And then it's a gigantic jump to Harbaugh at 75-1.
Those are the top five. And I think that Liam Cohen jumped Kyle Shanahan yesterday because of their win against Denver. Who knows? Maybe Kyle will jump him back if they start winning these last three and they're heading toward the one seed. I don't know, but I can't argue with any of those five. By the way, we should probably start inviting D'Amico Ryans back into this conversation. 10-5.
Yep.
10-5. Tons of injuries on the offensive side.
They're 150-1. Yeah, he is. So. Yeah.
No, he's not going to win.
No.
But I'm saying that any one of those are, those are fair. Those are fair. So I know that there's been a big social media push just over the last week for Kyle, and that's great because here they are controlling their own destiny.
Yep.
With all of that, this is crazy. But I can't argue with Ben Johnson and Liam Cohen and Mike Vrabel. They all deserve it, too.
They do, and it, the whole thing is the idea of worst to first, and so the Niners might actually be that if they win the division. But the whole thing about giving him credit for it, I don't think that, you know, when you've been there that long, you get the same amount of credit as you do if you're a new coach or a young coach. Like,
yeah.
Liam Cohen, boom, you touch down, and now you're going worst to first. But Shanahan's doing it in a way with all the injuries that these other people aren't.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt. So, and Ben Johnson also, first year. Like, one of my other criteria, and I think this fits a lot of those guys, I love to see when players, and this is going to help your Trevor Lawrence point.
Oh, yeah.
When players looked one way, and then they get into this coach's scenario, and now they look totally different.
Yep.
That applies to Trevor. It applies to Caleb Williams.
Yep.
It applies to Mac Jones.
Mm-hmm.
There's no question about it. You know, Caleb is only in his second year, so maybe this was just the second year jump. Same for Drake May. But a lot of these guys and these teams that we're talking about, that's a big one for me. That's a big one. You see a coach come in and start changing the players who've been there. You know, it's like Matt Stafford. He was always a good player, but then you get to the Rams and you're like, oh, now you're a winning player. It's just because like, yeah, you got a good coach now.
Yep.
You got a good coach and you can do some things together.
In a good system. And yeah. I was thinking about this over the weekend. Actually, I was listening to you and Ephraim thinking about.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah. I was in the car and I had no choice, but I was thinking about the number of teams that will make the playoffs with quarterbacks on their rookie deal. And you've got New England. And you've got Denver, and you have the Niners, because he still is on his rookie deal, essentially.
Yep.
And then the Bears, the same. And so, you know, there are some guys who are going to make the playoffs who are on these big, big, high-priced deals. Sam Darnold kind of in the middle, but I was just thinking about that as, like, an interesting way to look at the quarterback market where, you know, high-priced Dak, you're not going. Jared Goff, maybe, probably not.
No,
you're not going to go. And
No Goff, Burrow, no Lamar, no Patrick.
That's right. But I mean, Josh Allen, yes. And, you know, so as you start to like look at the quarterback market and you have all these guys on their rookie deal and they're going to make it, it makes me think about not only the Niners and their future, but in general, the NFL.
Kyle Shanahan, coach of the year, yay or nay? Plus, let's continue to answer that question. How did the Niners do this? The 49ers are in the playoffs before they play their Week 16 football game with all that has happened. And for so many, this was the goal. And here we are. So does it feel satisfying or are you not yet satisfied? 888-957-9570. We'll keep taking your calls. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. We're also sponsored by Kalshi. Trade on anything. This is Willard and Dibbs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.